así fiso favorero Fátima. ¿Alguna vez Dios to do a link between our Lady Fátima and the Apocalypse's war between the Blessed Virgin Mary against Satan and the devil? Because it's precisely what Fátima means. Fátima, our Lady Fátima is precisely the last battle of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her seat at the Genesis. And the Genesis was promised to Adam and Eve that the seed of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Lord Jesus Christ and each one of us, will battle until the end of the world against the devil and his seed. So this is the real battle. So the real battle is against the devil and all that the devil has been doing. The offspring of the devil has been always the battle. So this is why our Lady Fátima divided her message to us in this battle against the devil, her battle, we are with her in this battle. So he divided this message in three secrets. The first secret is the battle that she's helping us to fight against the devil at an individual basis in our spiritual life. The second is the Blessed Virgin Mary leading the battle against the devil at the level of nations and how to defeat the devil in the battle of the nations, of our countries. And the third secret is the battle that Our Lady is engaging against the devil, which has been infiltrated from the very inside of the church and the Catholic Church to try to defeat our Holy Mother, the Church. So the three fronts Our Lady is fighting with us. So the first is the first secret, which is to help us at the individual spiritual level of each one, is the revelation of hell. So she opened up hell. So she reminds, there's a reminder of the reality of hell, that thousands and millions goes to hell in a regular basis. And we need to do prayer and sacrifice. Anyone, everybody, this is the message. So it's the threat. So the devil doing that work of tempting souls and bring them to hell. And at the same time, the remedy that she is asking us to do so that she will defeat the devil in our spiritual life, which is prayer and penance. Do prayer and sacrifices for us and for the others, for charity's sake, to keep doing penance for the others. So this is the battle that Our Lady wanted to remind us at the individual level. So the second secret was that the errors of communism is what she appeared to 105 years ago, precisely in when the Russian Revolution started, and communism will spread their errors first to contaminate and corrupt the nations, the law, the constitutions of the nations, and the spirit of the nations corrupted, so they will fall into apostasy and deny Christ, is what is happening today. So Our Lady was warning, yes, the devil, the plan of the devil to bring nations into apostasy and heresy and diabolical disorientation, which is communism, the instrument, through Russia. So the remedy that she asked nations to, through the Pope, was to defeat communism. First, well, no, it was to do the consecration to of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, or the Pope together with all the bishops of the world, consecrating to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. As a requirement of God, this is something that God asks to cooperate nations and the Pope cooperation, so that they prevent the apostasy, to reverse the communism and corrupting the nations. Also, there's a point aside in this battle against communism is Pius XI and Pius XII. Both of them place Saint Joseph, specifically Saint Joseph, as the leader of this battle against communism. So Saint Joseph is the one who is preparing the Triumph of Mary. And first, the one who, as a patron of the Universal Church, is going to prepare also the Church to do this consecration. It is how we have to foster Saint Joseph's consecration and devotion. So, and this has been not done. This is why we see that the nation has not been converted. Russia has not been converted yet. And this is for disobedience to the message of Fatima. So that our cooperation was that through the Pope to save the nations from this apostasy. And the third front of the battle was in the Church. The third secret, which was we know parts of it because some prelates and priests had read it, and they had delivered parts. So putting all together, at least we know in some substance where is the content of the third secret of Fatima, so that the Church will be not be keeping so that the Church will stand up from this infiltration and fight back and defeat the devil in the fight inside the Church of the devil against the devil, no? So basically was to reveal this secret, to tell the faithful that the devil will manage to infiltrate the Church from the top to the bottom, from the very top, from the papacy, and the devil will manage to infiltrate and to govern from the top, the Church. Yes, this is the structure of the Church. So this is what happened through Vatican II. It's a coup that happened there. And systematically put the fake doctrine and falsifies the sacraments and emptying the treasures of the Church from grace while keeping the faith, the structure, and in order to pretend to have the level of Catholics, but for the inside having been empty the doctrine and the sacraments, sacramental and grace. So they don't have grace, they don't provide grace anymore. The official Church, the Vatican II. So what they gave the remedy was to prevent Vatican II, to reveal the true secret, and also to tell the faithful of the great catastrophes, material catastrophes that will happen if that will not be done. Which is exactly what is coming forth very soon, unfortunately, because nobody has done. Archbishop Lefebvre, yes, having the instrument of God to preserve the Church and the tradition, and to keep alive in the desert, in the austerity, in the excommunication that he invalidly received. We have been siding with him in this exile. See? So the remedy is the same. So it's to have the tradition, firm doctrine, reject the devil, communism, and all the heresies and Vatican II, and to reveal all this doctrine, so to preach that doctrine to the whole world, to keep doing it, and at the same time to side with the Blessed Virgin Mary with the Rosary, the consecration, the first Saturdays of five Saturdays of each month, or each Saturday, first Saturday to dedicate it to Mary. And to keep tradition, basically, and to open the eyes of people, preaching the real doctrine and the true secret at the same time. To tell them that the devil is a work of the devil, that he's doing what is happening now is a work of the devil. Only can be defeated by the Blessed Virgin Mary, through the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's how we have to keep praying and doing our work of preaching the truth, keep firm in the faith, and praying rosaries and being consecrated to Mary, try to defeat communism through doctrine and Mary, until the Pope consecrates Russia. In the meanwhile, prepare for the big chastisement, I think what is coming up. Everybody should be preparing for death. Yes, to face the judgment seat. Malachi Martin mentioned that if people knew the true secret, they would be going to confession in a massive numbers of people, and in such a way that 24 hours and long lines of confession lines waiting for confession will be happen immediately, he says. Because the fear, so great fear of dying suddenly by a catastrophe. People, we know by experience, fear is one of those things that people are moved to conversion by fear. Not by love. Unfortunately, they don't are moved by love of our Lord and our Lady, but they are moved to conversion more by fear. So, is it next to come? No doubt, it's the great chastisement, a great chastisement for our sins. Because our Lady said, if nobody obeys, if nobody does something about the marriage request, the big chastisement is going to come, and millions will die by the moment after moment. And precisely, sudden death is very dangerous. Sudden death. So you have to pray more than ever, because many millions and billions are in dangerous hell in this moment. To keep preaching the truth, be steadfast in the faith, pray as many rosaries as we can to open the eyes of the people as much as we can with the grace of God, and expect to wait for death and the restoration of the church when God decides it. For now, to practice the heroic virtues, firmness of faith, fraternal charity, in a heroic manner. It's a time of miracles, it's a time of martyrdom, it's a time of going up to the hill of virtues with Mary to protect us from the flood of corruption and apostasy. It's times of great souls, of magnanimity, of great doings, of it's time of doing great things for God, with the grace of God. He's going to do it, but he wants our cooperation. At least to be disposed with fidelity, humility, a great love for Mary, and great love for the neighbor. So we ask this grace today in this 105 years of Fatima apparitions, to cooperate in this fight against the devil with Mary. May Jesus, Virgin Mary, help us and give us the strength and the wisdom and fidelity that we need. Father, and Son, and Holy